Well, Lollygag lost that season opener to Devine 18-16, and week two found them getting ready to play Jerdanton. And now it's time to give their head coach, Coach Tom Foolery, a call.
So give him a buzz there in the old field house down there. I think they just got off the practice field. Like they finish up about 4:30 or so.
Hope he's in a good mood.
I do too.
Calling Coach Tom Foolery.
Fairhouse.
Yes, Coach Foolery, please.
This is Coach Foolery. You got him.
Hi, Coach. It's Dunham and Miller from the Ticket in Dallas.
Well, howdy, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey.
Good. How you doing?
Good.
Well, talk about that final series when you got it and you ran it up the gut three straight times, setting up the field goal.
Well, we thought we had a great chance to win the football game. I mean, Devine's a big, strong football team. Heck, they got a couple of guys 320 and stronger than a garlic milkshake. But we somehow got in position to kick the field goal. We got down there, and tell you what, I thought, you know, with 1 second to go, and we's on 28, I thought, you know, we got to go for it. We got to go for the field goal because Ramon's a good kicker. And to tell you the truth, guys, I'm taking some heat from the Wildcat Booster Club this week.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Now, how can they give you heat?
Turns out that decision to go for the field goal went over about as well as a fart in church. I tell you, Raymond, and I feel sick in my stomach because, I mean, he kicked it, and as you heard, it was right on line, but just a bean short. I'm telling you, one more spoonful of paste picante on Raymond's breakfast tacos, we'd had ourselves a victory.
Yeah. Well, how do you bounce back? I mean, what have you told the team? And
first of all, I felt so horrible for Raymond because, you know, Raymond Rodriguez is the hardest working kid I've ever seen in my life, George.
Right.
I mean, this kid last year was in the off season lifting weights. We had one of them circuit training deals going on, and he walks up to me and says, "Coach Fuller, I think I'm fitting to get sick." And I said, "Well, Raymond, you know where the bathrooms are, son, but I tell you what, he sucked it up, walked over to the corner of the weight room, chunked up right there in the trash can, wiped his mouth off and said, "Coach, what's next?"
Well, he's a tough kid.
Yeah, he's a great kid. You know, like I said, we're licking our wounds. We're a little down. You know, you get so up emotionally for a football game. And like I said, we was in the ball game. They're bigger and stronger and faster than we were. And we thought we had a great chance to win the football game. We just didn't get it done when we needed to.
Well, now this week it's Jerdanton, I believe, on the schedule. Jerdanton?
Yeah, it's Jerdanton. Yeah. You got to pronounce it right down here in South Texas. It's Jerdanton.
Jerdanton. Now, this is the home opener, so I know you guys are fired up for this.
Well, it is. I mean, we get our fans, our community, our band, our pep squad, our drill team down there on the home side. That's a different story.
Sure it is.
You got to get a team focused, get past all that. And I tell you what, I don't really appreciate you bringing it up on the radio and playing it all over again. I'm trying to get my kids put that in the past. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, behind us and start focusing on this week.
Well, I tell you, we hear that Jerdanton has a good running back.
Yeah, they do. But that's not, you know, George, that's not our key. Our defense played well last week.
Mm-hmm.
And we ain't worried about them stopping their running back. What I'm worried about is our offensive line. I mean, we did not protect Billy Bob Brubaker this week.
Really?
Heck, they was coming through our line like a dose of X-Lax through a widow woman. And we've got to protect Billy Bob better if he's going to get the ball out to Scoopy and we're going to get some first down.
Now, is Bodie healthy this week?
Yeah, Bodie's good. JoJo's back. And that's one, you know, JoJo started even though he's hurt. JoJo Snicknackner, you know, the guy we call Snicky Snack.
Right.
Yeah, he started, but his bum knee just didn't let him do anything on the offensive side of the line and protect the quarterback. And that's, like I said, you know, that's why they got to him. And we was playing backup all night.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you spending the time with us today. And, I know you've got things to do.
In fact, I got to go, fellas. I told the girls volleyball coach I'd go help her change out the feminine napkin machines over in the girls' gym.
Okay. One of those things you have to do on what is it?
Just administrative things we got to do on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
Well, Coach Foolery, thanks for spending time with us, and we'll check in with you next week. And we'll, you know, go Lollygag.
Get them Wildcats.
Beat up on Jerdanton.
I tell you what, Jerdanton, and I tell you what, I hope next week we can talk to you. We'll be 1-1.
I hope so, too.
All right, fellas.
Thank you, Coach.
Coach Tom Foolery, head coach at Lollygag High, and we will check in with him every week here on Dunham & Miller. Back to your calls in a moment. It's 441.